Well, hey there, Graham here. Welcome to part three of my little mini-series, excuse the noise here, all about spiritual authority. Today, I'm going to jump into part three of my teaching on spiritual authority. I'm going to talk about the authority that every believer has and how Satan is completely under our feet and how I have just as much authority as Jesus has. Hallelujah. Really wonderful truth. Hey, a few quick housekeeping things. As usual, if you are new to my YouTube channel, it's great to have you here. Check out the videos below. I've got over nearly 1,400 videos now. We've got about 630,000 people following this channel, so it's great to have you here. Hit the subscribe button, give the video a thumbs up, share it, and I'd love to get a comment from you. Secondly, really encourage you to sign up for our email newsletter. There should be a link somewhere below or in the show notes to however you're watching this. I send out an email once a week with news, updates, blogs, videos, lots of great things. I'm sure that would be a blessing to you. Lastly, I want to say a big thank you to all of the partners of my ministry. Partners are those who send me. There are people who have been born again this week because people send me. I am sent by my home church, but sent by you guys as well. So I appreciate your partnership in the gospel. You are loved and you're appreciated. If you're not yet a partner, why not pray about becoming one? Again, there'll be a link below where you could do that. Boom. Good. So let's talk about spiritual authority. Let me read a passage I've read or quoted for a couple of days. Matthew 28:18. It says, Jesus spoke to the disciples and said, all power and all authority is given to me, both in heaven and in earth. He didn't stop there. He said, go therefore. Kenneth Hagin used to say, when you see the word therefore, find out what it's there for. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So Jesus says, I've been given all power and all authority. And today we're talking about authority both in heaven and in earth. Come on. Let's go back, all the way back to the garden. I want you to quickly see the story of authority all throughout the Bible. God comes to Adam and Eve and he says, have dominion, rule in this garden. I've created a universe, I've created a world, a planet, a garden, a creation for you. And he says, have dominion. Not abuse it, but have dominion. You are in charge here. You're not like every other animal. You created in my image and likeness. It's like the Lord gave Adam and Eve the keys and said, you have dominion here. Don't ask me to have dominion. You have dominion. Boom. Now, when Adam and Eve bowed the knee to Satan, you said, how did they do? What's wrong with eating a fruit? Here's what happened. God came and put doubt between them and God. God caused Adam and Eve to doubt God's word. God caused Adam and Eve to obey his word rather than God's word. And in doing so, Adam bowed the knee to Satan. What happens in effect is Adam and Eve handed the keys over to Satan. And for 4,000 years, or however long you choose to look at that, Satan actually had authority here on the earth. Now, God is sovereign. He's over everything. But God gives Adam and Eve the keys. They give them over to Satan. Pause. Remember when Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted? He's tempted three times by Satan. In the last temptation, Satan says to Jesus, if you'll bow down and worship me, I will give you the kingdoms, all the authority and the glory of this world. Listen to Satan's words. Satan said, for it's been given to me and I can do with it whatever I will. And it's interesting, Jesus never argued with Satan. He never contradicted him. He never argued with him. Why? Because what Satan said was actually true. Adam gave the keys to Satan, and Satan was there saying, if you'll worship me, I'll give you the keys. You don't need to go to the cross. Take the easy route. I'll make things easy for you. And of course, Jesus refused to do that. Jesus didn't bow down and worship him. Instead, he bowed down before his Father and said, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus was crucified. And the Bible says he went to the pit of Hades. He stamped, he bruised the serpent's head. And then he took the keys of death and hell from Satan. He took the authority. And then he rose. And that's the passage we just read when he said, now all authority has been given to me. But Jesus didn't simply ascend into heaven and hang the keys on the the doorknob of heaven. He gave the keys to the church. And that's so vital that we grasp that. We have the keys. We've been given the keys. You and I have been given the keys of death and hell. We've been given the keys of all creation. Everything is subject to us. And so often what the church does is we say, dear Lord, oh, there's a sick person over there. Father who art in heaven, would you please go and heal that person? And we would never taught to pray that way. Jesus never prayed that way once. The disciples never prayed that way either. What happens? We pray that way, nothing happens. And we wonder why. We invent excuses to explain away why things don't happen instead of using the authority that God has already given us. So today, I want to cover that really quickly. You have authority over Satan. You have authority over the demonic realm. You have authority over nature. You have authority over creation. We have all authority. Now, you could be watching this and saying, Graham, well, it doesn't seem to be working too well for me. Why don't I see those things happen? Here's the thing. Number one, you need to know you have that authority because the Bible says so. Number two, we've got to believe that we have that authority. In Acts 3, Peter goes to the gate beautiful, raises the man. In the name of silver and gold have I none, such as I have give you. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. And then when Peter explains how the man was healed, Peter says it was through the name of Jesus and through faith in the name of Jesus that this man stands whole before you. So we've been given that authority, but we need to believe that we have that authority. Imagine if somebody had handed me a credit card today and said, Graham, there's $200 billion in this account. And I'm just looking at it going, well, it looks the same as all the other cards I have in my wallet. And I don't know if I want to go into a store and actually use that card. What if it gets refused? What if... And I have no confidence that it's actually true. What most of us would actually like is we want to feel authority. We want to feel something. We want some physical sign or goosebump or something to show us, to confirm to us that we really do have authority. And Jesus simply says, believe that you have authority. Go in my name and do these things. So we've got to know we have authority. We've got to believe we have authority. Second, thirdly, we've got to act as if we have authority. And I've discovered this in my life, that it's not, you know, it's simply an act. It's an obedience. When I speak to something, I don't often feel something. In fact, I usually don't feel something. I've learned when I exercise authority, I have to tell to my natural carnal mind to shut up, because my carnal mind will jump in. What about this? What if it doesn't work? What? You know, all these kind of things. I've got to believe I have authority. I've just got to act it. And I often don't feel like doing that, but I have that authority. You know, I have authority whether I feel like it or whether I don't feel like it. And when I do feel like it is actually more dangerous, I simply got to believe that I have God's authority. Now, lastly, what most of us will go through is a time when Satan will push back. Satan does not want you to believe that you have spiritual authority. And what Satan will so often do is he'll resist us when we use that authority. We'll tell some pain to go in the name of Jesus. And it's like, oh, it doesn't go. And let me give you an example. I prayed for a blind lady a few weeks ago. I think I prayed for her about 6 times. And when I said pray, I wasn't going, please heal the blind lady. I spoke to blindness and told it to go. Put my hands on somebody's eyes, says, blind eyes be healed, or blindness go. Then I said, right, open your eyes and see. And she saw nothing. Zilch. Here's what I did. I did it again, and I spoke to blindness and told it to go. And then I said, open your eyes and see. And nothing happened. And then I did it again, blindness go. And I think it was on the 3rd or 4th time that this lady said, I can't exactly see, but I can see a little bit of light. It's like I can see light that I've never seen before. Hallelujah. I knew I had Satan on the run. Here's what did I do? I put my hands and I told blindness to go in the name of Jesus. And she said, it was like, she was like the guy, oh, I can see men like trees walking. She didn't say that, but she could see more clearly. And I prayed. I ministered. I spoke about 6 times until she was completely healed. And my point is, we've got that authority, but we've got to believe, we've got to know we have it, believe, act like it, and we've got to enforce it. We've got to be not willing to back down. If you won't back down, Satan will back down. This I promise you, because I've got God's promise. So we have all authority over all of heaven and earth. Now, does that mean that I can bind every demon and tell them to go to hell right now? No, because while people want Satan to be their God, while people are still bowing the knee to him, at least until Jesus returns, Satan's going to be exercising some authority in this world. I can't go to New York City and tell every demonic power to go, because while people are still bowing the knee to money instead of bowing the knee to Jesus, there will still be strongholds there. What I can do is I can have freedom in my life, and when I find somebody else who chooses to be free. Do you remember the demoniac guy had 3,000 demons? But even though he had 3,000 demons, he chose to come and bow the knee and worship Jesus. He wanted to be free. Jesus set him free. Why? Because he wanted to be free. So we have that authority to set people free in the name of Jesus. Use it, know it, believe it, act like it, and keep acting like it. Keep resisting Satan, and I promise you, he will flee. Boom. I'm going to finish today, but in my last video tomorrow, I'm going to talk about building a life of authority, how we step into the practice of authority, how we practice that in our daily lives. Thanks for watching, guys. Bye for now.